Side 2. Brother Collymore sighed. The whole family knew, he said tiredly. They knew because Ralph Exiel was sent to me. The bishop thought I could cure him of madness, but his family feared he would tell me secrets instead. They wanted him dead, but we locked him away in a cell where no one but me could reach him.
And what secrets did he tell you? The Tireborg asked.
Madness, Brother Collymore said. Just madness.
But Father Ralph spoke to you of the Grail, the Tireborg said flatly.
He did, Brother Collymore confirmed.
The Dominican let out a sigh of relief.
What did he tell you?
Hugh Collymore shook his head. He told me his family had owned the Grail, and that he had stolen and hidden it. But he spoke of 100 such things.
Where would he have hidden it? The Tireborg asked.
Oh, he was mad. It was my job, you know, to look after the mad. We starved or beat them to drive the devils out, but it did not always work. In winter we would plunge them into the river, through the ice. And that worked. Devils hate the cold. It worked with Ralph Vexil, or mostly it worked. We released him after a while. The demons were gone, you see.
Where did he hide the Grail? The Tyburg's voice was harder and louder.
Oh, he was mad.